Congratulations. I know you've been in Indianapolis with Maestro Urbanski. How is it to make this wonderful album of Chopin?
Well, it was a wonderful privilege to work with Maestro Urbanski, and I'm so glad that he accepted my invitation to record this CD, because it required quite a bit of commitment from him, and I knew I could count on him too. So I'm very glad that this collaboration worked, because these works are not well known by audiences and by performers alike, and that also includes conductors and orchestras. So the commitment to record the CD was greater than just another Chopin concerto album, for example. We had to rediscover the scores, find the details in every moment, every turn, and I think also it is our responsibility when recording some of these works for the first time in Deutsche Grammophon's catalog to bring absolutely the best we can out of these pieces, to find every beautiful element and to showcase them to the world. It's a very big responsibility then.
I think it comes across incredibly well, and I thought it was interesting. Your first album had the great piano concertos on them, and your third album had wonderful etudes. Now you're returning back to orchestra and having put some incredible, we're so thankful for Mozart and Schumann. Is it one of those that Chopin just really speaks to you?
I think Chopin speaks to all of us pianists, and me in particular. I love the transparency he requires in his sound, but also the ability he gives us as pianists to sing, to actually weave long lines and to tell stories. The combination of Chopin's love and passion and pain and suffering all blend into music that is soulful and requires a lot of skill in navigating every corner of it, but at the same time, I think it speaks for itself in many ways. You don't have to add your own emotions on top of it. You just have to be open to Chopin's and then reinterpret them and make yourself then believe in exactly what Chopin put on the score and also share that then with the audiences.
The cover has a lovely photo of you by the hall, and this has been much talked about. Was it fun there in Hamburg to be in this new space that's everyone's talking about?
It's a fantastic space, and indeed, not only from the acoustic standpoint, but also from the architectural standpoint. It's an inspiration, I think, not only to all of Hamburg, but also to the world. And, well, we can be very proud that we have this concert hall in the world. It's one of the better ones, one of the best that there is.
I guess I'd end asking Jan about including a wonderful nocturne. Was it just one of those sort of timing things? Is this a nocturne that's special to you? Tell us about the last track, about that beautiful nocturne in C-sharp minor.
Well, hopefully it's not interpreted as just filler on the CD, because that's not what it's about. I think after you've... Well, some of these pieces are rather intense to the listener. And in the sense also that because they're new, they're not heard very often, it requires a lot of attention, and I hope that the nocturne gives everybody who's actually listening to the full album a chance to take a look back, to think back, to reflect on what just happened. And I think it also rounds out very nicely, just in the way that an encore at a performance also finishes my performance on stage in a particular way. That's what I also hope for with this nocturne.
We're so thankful for this new fifth album, the Chopin Works for Piano and Orchestra. Jan, thanks so much and congratulations.
Thank you very much for your time. It was a pleasure talking to you.